We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and Lenny is our guy in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. He is our technical producer and a pretty good-looking guy, but Alex, you found out something a little disturbing about him. What is this?
Well, wait a minute. I didn't find this out firsthand, no pun intended. He volunteered the information to us. I don't remember what the conversation was, but he had just mentioned that when he spends alone time with himself, he has a unique thing that he thinks about that is a turn on for him. And I, as well as Live the Web Girl, were completely shocked by this.
I did not know that this was going to be brought up, but you know what? I'm going to use this chance to educate you.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Everybody always spends alone time thinking about, you know, like hot girls. And I feel like when you do that, you like program your brain to like want that. So
that's
when
true.
I do it, I think about money and like jets and airplanes because that's what I want. You know what I'm saying? That stuff makes me, that stuff gets me juiced up. It works really well because it, you know, makes me want to have really nice things. But the only bad side effect is like I'll be, you know, walking with some friends in public and somebody will drive by it in like a vet and I'll be like, I need to cover myself.
Stop!
You know?
No way.
Shut the
Literally.
Front door. So Lenny, your
yep.
mind doesn't float to thinking about like the female form during that at all. You stay totally focused on material things.
And no, exactly. Like even whenever I see girls like twerking and like girls doing like naked stuff, like doesn't even faze me. I've like pushed it all out of my mind.
Can we get hashtag naked stuff trending?
Wait, so did it take some training your mind and conditioning your mind, like take hard work to like push the images of like girls out of your head and
Hell
have
yeah.
objects?
It was pretty hard at first.
Does this have something to do with why you don't have a girlfriend?
I think honestly, if you want to get deep, I think it really does. Like, I don't see, like, when I see girls now, I don't see them as, like, something to flip pancakes with anymore. So it's like, I don't, like, try
but
to.
But I don't get that know. Because your entire Instagram is, like, you as a sex symbol.
And that's why I'm able to do it so well. Because, like, for instance, like, if my fans hit me up, which some of them do, I don't give them that sexual attention and I change it into like positive energy and they like that because, you know, so many guys are like, oh yeah, I'm going to use this girl for her body. But like, I'm not trying to use you for your body, girl. I'm trying to give you this positive energy.
So
if I want to get turned on, just show me your new car.
You kind of use your thirst trap photos kind of to gain a fan base. Then once you have that fan base, you try to like send out like positivity instead of like, you know, wanting to maybe like flip pancakes with one of your fans that is extremely attractive and your age.
If one of my fans would hit me up and she was super attractive and she was my age and she was like trying to, you know, be, I guess, sexual or trying to form a relationship, I would like try to help her out in her life. And I feel like that makes her love me so much more because she's like, oh, this guy actually cares about me as a person rather than as an object. You know what I'm saying? She's
this
not getting objectified by Lenny Bree.
Is so interesting, Lenny. Now, I mean, are there certain things that you just can't? I mean, I would almost say you avoid. You cannot go around. Like a car show has got to be torture for you.
Oh, dude.
Are you like, I feel like flipping through the channels, you see like HGTV and you're just like, oh God.
Oh no.
I'm telling you, man.
You should be on that TV show where like
My people, Strange Addiction.
Yes. They're like, I have a relationship with my car.
Yeah. He wants like a Supreme bag filled with cash and that's it for him.
Lenny. Okay. So when was the last time that you actually flipped pancakes with somebody?
Ooh, it was probably, I would have to say, probably about 2 years ago.
Really?
My God.
What?
It's been
no
a minute.
Way.
It's been a minute. It's
no way.
Was it in a car? Was it in a car?
Dude, it wasn't a car. How did you know?
I totally knew that.
Wait,
one.
So do you do this so you can focus on your career and further on your career and not have distractions of getting a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. My issue with like relationships is every time I get with a girl, like I end up devoting all my time to her. Like I was in college and like I got a girlfriend. I was doing so well in college. I got a girlfriend and it got to a point where I didn't even want to go to school anymore. I just wanted to spend all my time with my girlfriend. I'm the type that gets like too clingy, so I don't need a girlfriend, you know, to mess up my career.
That's so interesting.
Wow. I wonder if anybody else that's listening to the Joe and Alex show right now has any kind of strange, I don't know if you'd say attraction or whatever that does it for them. Not a guy or a girl, but for like Lenny, it's the money, it's the car, it's the dreams.
Yeah, the success.
What are you thinking about that is weird? Money, cars, clothes,
like success,
mansions,
right?
Yeah.
Like success.
That's his hot button.
Which blows my mind. I mean, I think we all like that, but I don't know anybody else like, oh man, did you see that car? Oh yeah.
Did you see those Gucci sandals?
Oh man. I need those flip flops. 833 Joe Alex. Wondering if anybody else has a similar story. Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Keep it clean. What did you want to say?
I have a son that is followed by girls everywhere he goes. He's extremely attractive. He's cute. And he is all about the money, period. He doesn't want anything to do with girls. He doesn't. He says that his money is his money and they are not going to take it. And he's in school. He's a straight-A student. He's even, like, got it down to the car, the kind of car he wants to buy, because he doesn't want to spend a lot of money on gas. So he wants an extremely nice car, but he wants to make sure that it's gas efficient, where he doesn't, I mean, he's all about the money and doesn't want, and until he finds a woman that has the same kind of goals, he doesn't want anything to do with them.
But you aren't sure that when he's spending alone time, obviously you're his mother, I would assume you don't know what he's thinking about. Like, Lenny's literally telling us he doesn't think about hot girls. He thinks about money.
Fast cars.
Yeah, he hasn't told me about that.
I would hope not.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, the focus is not on girls at all.
Hmm.
It's all about the
money.
How
old is he?
He is not even 17.
Oh, okay. Got
now
it.
I feel like really but, creepy.
Yeah,
okay.
Look, understand. I mean, he works two jobs. He is
that's
all
good.
About the money.
There you go.
I think that's good that he
the
has
money.
Other focuses.
What is that line from
Cardi B?
Money.
Money.
No, that movie. Show me
the money.
From the movie where he's like, it was when you said hello. Or what's that line?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The movie with Tom Cruise?
Nope.
You don't know what she's talking about.
I don't.
I'm trying to.
It's like remember. Oh,
what?
This is painful. Everybody's screaming at us in the car.
I know.
What is?
Oh,
do
you
line?
Hear that? That's the sound of car wrecks happening all over.
You had me at hello.
That's what
have
it's
you
called?
Ever heard? No, have you ever heard that saying or like that?
I
line?
Mean, yeah.
You had me at. That's from that movie.
Interesting. I don't know it.
And so Tom Cruise.
Yeah, the movie's called Show Me the Money. It's a classic movie about
he's a sports agent.
Money being shown to someone.
Never seen it.
And it takes a long time. Then finally he has a breakthrough and he's
money.
Like, show me the money.
That's Freddie Prinze Jr., right? No, it's not.
No. Freddie Prinze Jr. is white.
Right,
you're talking
I
about
so
Cuba Gooding
for
Jr.
derailing this entire break.
You honestly, today, you owe us all an apology. You know what? Forget me and Alex's feeling. Real quick, as we wrap this up, apologize to the Joe and Alex Show listeners.
I am so sorry, Joe and Alex Show listeners. I'm hoping some of you guys know the movie I'm talking about, know the line I'm talking about, but I'm sorry for just completely botching this whole thing.
And this will not happen again?
Someone said Jerry Maguire.
Yes! Yes! That's it. Classic. Such a good movie. Right.
There we go. We got our answer.
Wow. That only took an hour and a half. Thank you.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.